today on Meet the Candidates. One of the two candidates seeking to represent the State House of Representatives out of the 43rd Legislative District. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Light Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Today, our series continues where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland and the state of Tennessee moving forward. Our next guest on Meet the Candidates is Paul Sherrill. Now, Paul is seeking re-election to the State House of Representatives out of District 43. Paul, it's good to have you on the program today. And to start things off, I'd like you to introduce yourselves to our listeners out there.
Thank you for the opportunity today to share with you a little bit of information. I am State Representative Paul Sherrill that represents the 43rd District. I'm a Republican candidate for the 43rd District for the area of Warren County and White County. A little bit about me, married to Miranda Sherrill. We have two children, Marley and Lee, and Christian, conservative morals, and my background is a former police officer with the Sparta Police Department and a small business in Sparta, White County.
Paul, what was it that initially got you interested in politics and in particular wanting to be part of the State House of Representatives?
Well, my first time of actually voting was back probably in the 80s when Reagan run. Geraldine Ferraro, that's my first time voting. And then after that, of course, my daddy, he was strongly encouraging me to get out and vote, and that was a very serious election at that time. So ever since then, I've just sort of followed politics, elections, and I've tried to do my part of voting and hopefully in a good way. So here we are in 2016, and I feel like that this is what the good Lord wanted me to do, is be a candidate for state representative in 2016, and I put my name on the ballot and got out and worked, and the good Lord has blessed us to be elected in the 43rd District in 2016, 2018, 2020, and here we are in 2022.
Paul, in your time in the state legislature, what are some positive things that you have seen come about during that time?
Well, you know, the state of Tennessee is a great state to live in, and financially and in the state of Tennessee, we are in good shape financially. We have some good programs out there for our people in Tennessee. We have a lot of people that are moving from other states into Tennessee because of our economics that we have in Tennessee, and a lot of people coming to retire. We have some good schools for our children. So Tennessee has a lot to offer, according to what we're hearing from other states. And I would encourage, if somebody's looking for a good place to live, work, or retire, whatever, Tennessee has that to offer.
Paul, what do you feel like some of the biggest issues are facing the volunteer state right now?
Well, I think what we're facing in Tennessee is what we're facing all over the United States. That is, since this person that is sitting in the president's seat with his cronies that he has sitting around him, that our gas prices has doubled since he has been in the office, which has hurt us in Tennessee, but not only Tennessee, but it's hurt across the United States. So that's a big issue, because when fuel goes up, everything goes up, and we're paying it at the pump, we're paying it at the grocery store, we're paying it at if you're building a house, if you're buying clothes, it don't matter. You're paying for this problem that this person that's sitting in the president's seat has when he done his executive order.
When you look at what's going on nationally, and you're talking about inflation and the cost of everything basically going up, do you feel like there's more that can be done in the state of Tennessee to kind of help alleviate those issues a little bit on the local front?
Well, I don't know exactly what we can do here in Tennessee because of what has been done. It just affects everybody in every state, and I feel like that we are in Tennessee, and I feel like that we are trying to represent the state of Tennessee in a good way, not just me, but all of us that are in office, that are trying to keep things competitive. We're trying not to impose so many tax upon people. We're trying to reduce tax burden that's upon some of the people and some of the bills that we've carried and voted on. So this problem is just a major problem all over, and hopefully we can try to keep taxes low in Tennessee.
We're speaking to Paul Sherrill. Again, he's seeking re-election to the State House of Representatives out of District 43. Paul, when you take a look at education in Tennessee, that's always something that folks are looking at, and especially when they get ready to cast their ballot. How do you feel about the education system that that we have here in Tennessee?
Well, we have a good education system in Tennessee. Our son just graduated this year from White County High School in Sparta. And, you know, I'm just going to say for our counties that I represent, Warren County and White County, we do have good school systems. Now, there is issues, problems with other counties, say, and down in Memphis, Nashville, Chattanooga, and maybe, you know, up in Knoxville, the big cities, there is some problems that we're hearing coming down. But I believe overall in the state of Tennessee, we are in better shape than some of the other states that we hear some very negative things that's going on. We do have room for improvement, always. We have a lot of good teachers. And we got to support our teachers. We got to support our public education, and try to educate our people the best we can. We've got a lot of good programs for the students in our Tennessee.
Paul, there seems to be a lot of polarization between the two parties all across the country, for that matter. How important do you feel like it is, though, to come together within the State House to work for the betterment of Tennessee overall?
Well, we try to, I guess, hopefully try to work together. For instance, we just dealt with a situation back this earlier part of this year where TWRA up in our area, Firestone, Brigstone, where there's a wilderness up in what we call Scott's Guff area, that TWRA was coming in and clear-cutting properties, a lot of timberland that belongs to the state of Tennessee, belongs to the taxpayers, and TWRA was cutting this hardwood timber and putting the money in their pocket instead of putting it back into the taxpayers' pocket, the state of Tennessee. So hopefully, I think we had somewhere close to 40 people that signed a letter asking that TWRA stop doing this. And I think out of the 40, say there was 10 Democrats that signed on to the letter that I sent out. So, you know, we're trying to do things, hopefully, to work together for the Republicans and Democrats. And we ain't going to get everything, but hopefully we can get some things to working together good for the state of Tennessee with both parties.
Paul Sherrill, as you're out on the campaign trail and you're talking to constituents, what are some of the major concerns that you hear from your constituents?
Well, I'm hearing in the last, I'm going to say in probably the last 4 or 5 months being out, that we've got an issue with our veterans that has our military people that's went wherever in the world and fought for us and maybe come back and they have a problem of committing suicide. So we need to look at that situation to try to better take care of them people. We do have issues with homeless people across across the state of Tennessee, maybe not so much here in White and Warren County, but, you know, in Nashville and even I know there's some in Coolville, but and some in our counties too. There is some homeless people that we need to try to see what we can do to better help them. If we need to build put some money in building these tiny houses for these people to try to get them in out of the weather in the wintertime and get them off them where they're staying on these bridges and on the side of the road if we can. But I know you can't help everybody. Some people don't want the help, and some does, so we need to help them. And then hearing from some of the workers that works with Department of Children's Services that didn't realize we had such of an issue with where some of our young people have got out and maybe got themselves in trouble, and they don't have nowhere to go once they get in trouble. We don't have no facilities really for these people to go to, these young people. We have seen some of these people that are staying in some people's homes. We're seeing them staying in the offices of Department of Children's Services, things we're learning about. There's something we need to look into to try to do things better than that. I mean, when Haslam was in office, my understanding, he shut down Taft Youth Center over here. Was a great place for people that committed crimes to go into. That great facility over there was in good shape, and now we're letting it sit over and run down. We need to look in to try to do something with that place to house maybe some children that's unruly. And that ain't the only place. There's other places, East Tennessee, West Tennessee, that we need to utilize these places for these children or young people, whatever you want to say about it, that's committed some kind of a crime, and get them in these places instead of them hanging out and laying on a mattress or something in an office that some of these children's services folks are encountering.
Paul Sherrill has been our guest today on Meet the Candidates. Again, Paul is seeking re-election to the State House of Representatives out of District 43. Paul, thank you so much for the time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me a call.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
That's today's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of today's show, visit Newstalk 94.1 online for the on-demand audio. Join us tomorrow as we again meet the candidates. Our producer is Caroline Moore. I'm Tom Duggan.